This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Last year, the organic industry saw record growth with more than $39 billion in retail sales in the United States. Due to this growth, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Agricultural Marketing Service is providing around $11.9 million in organic certification assistance through state ag departments to make organic certification more affordable. Funding is provided on a cost-share basis and distributed through the National Organic Certification Cost-Share Program and Agricultural Management Assistance Organic Certification Cost-Share Program. For more information, you can visit ams.usda.gov/NOP cost sharing. Export markets play a huge role in American agriculture. For example, last year alone, America's farmers and ranchers exported more than $152 billion worth of food, fiber, feed and energy commodities, and products to consumers around the world. That provided the U.S. a positive net trade position in agricultural goods of $143 billion over imports. Shaunika Otterby has more.
The American Farm Bureau believes Trade Promotion Authority is a critical component for the U.S. to negotiate important trade agreements while protecting Congress's role to set trade objectives and priorities. AFBF Trade Specialist Veronica Nye.
Without Trade Promotion Authority, the countries we negotiate with won't put their best offer on the table, and U.S. agriculture won't gain nearly as much from trade agreements as they could with Trade Promotion Authority.
Nye says the data is compelling that trade works for U.S. agriculture. She highlights the U.S.-Colombia Free Trade Agreement, which has helped total ag exports more than double since its implementation. Nye also points to the North American Free Trade Agreement.
Agricultural trade between Mexico and the U.S. has quadrupled since 1994. Mexico has imported over $2.3 billion worth of cheese since NAFTA was implemented. Agricultural trade between Canada and the U.S. has also nearly quadrupled since 1994. So these deals are carefully negotiated and with the best interests of U.S. agriculture in mind.
Nye says the U.S. has not completed a new trade agreement since 2011, primarily because Trade Promotion Authority expired in 2007. Without TPA, she says the U.S. is in a position that makes it unlikely to complete new trade agreements, while U.S. competitors negotiate deals every day.
New trade agreements can't come soon enough. U.S. agricultural exports are projected to decline by as much as $9 billion this year. Some of that decrease is due to lower commodity prices and a stronger U.S. dollar, but is also due to non-science-based restrictions on one product or another and high tariffs around the world.
Nye says the U.S. must pin deals that knock down those trade barriers in order for America's farmers and ranchers to see continued export growth. Farm Bureau believes giving the President Trade Promotion Authority is necessary to achieve that goal. Shaunika Otterby, Washington.
That's all for part one of this afternoon's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. With more technology at the fingertips of farmers around the world, more data is being collected than ever before. So much so, we don't know what to do with it all yet. Big data has become more than just a buzzword, but a real concern for many farmers as they try to figure out what their rights are when it comes to data collected from their farms. President of GeoSilos, Matt Bechdahl, has been working to bridge the gap between what big data really is and the common concerns farmers have.
Well, I think the biggest struggle is just understanding what it is and what it isn't. And it's a scary term because when you don't know what it is, you'd like to put these labels on it. Big data is really just data, but it's data that's either so voluminous or it's coming at us so quickly that we don't know what to do with it. So in the agricultural world, we're trying to understand how does data flow from a farm all the way up to a company or all the way back to a consumer, and how do we understand that data and how do we drive decisions from that data?
Bechdahl says we're on the edge of what he calls a data revolution. That spells drastic changes for the farming industry.
Yeah, just like the green revolution or the mechanical revolution, this data revolution is really about kind of accelerating how we manage day-to-day operations or decisions on the farm. And then really what it's about is it's about taking what we've learned from those other revolutions and really synthesizing them and fully extracting the whole value of my management plan for fertilizer or my field operations. So it's about using data to drive decisions in addition to our farmer intuition that happens at home. I think what's going to happen is as we collect more and more data about everything we do, we're going to look at it in a more clinical sense. We're going to say what works, why did it work, you know, and what were the results, rather than what did we feel works, what's the way we've always done things. And so what we'll do is we'll take that data and we'll say we're going to confirm or deny what we've done is right. Or we're going to say, well, we were kind of right, but we need to shift some things. Data is going to help us fine-tune our management, and it's going to give us increased awareness about everything on our farm, potentially down to the plant level.
However, some are concerned that information collection and increased awareness seem to go hand in hand with an upshoot in regulations.
Yeah, I think, you know, we live in a heavy regulatory environment, and that's not going to change whether we have big data or not. Technology is allowing us to both protect ourselves as well as meet regulatory needs, which are only going to increase. So that is a reality that we face. But I think that it's more of an upside of protecting ourselves than the downside of some of the regulatory pressures.
When it comes to farmers being able to control their role in the data revolution, both now and in the future, Bechtel says not only should farmers read all the fine print, but having a goal in mind and sitting down and having a conversation with those collecting the data is key.
So the first things first, when you have data, you need to think about what you want to accomplish. And that's different for everybody. So as you do those things, you tend to want to reach out to other participants, players, cooperators, because it's not something we tend to have a lot of experts on the farm to do. So after you've decided what it is you want to accomplish, you need to sit down and have a conversation with your co-op, your provider, your equipment dealer to say, hey, I've got this data, or you're collecting this data. What access do I have? Do I own it? How are you using it? How is it shared? How is it secured and protected? We have to have a very honest conversation about that data because it represents your intellectual property. It's an asset, just like the equipment on the farm. So you have to have that conversation first. You have to know what you want to accomplish and what others are going to do as they help you. Beyond that, it's going to come down to your operation and what you need. Do you need to focus on tillage management? Do you need to focus on nutrient management? Do you need to focus on operations? You know, we're going to use the technology in many different ways, but we have to have an honest conversation about the data itself and its value.
One of the most important things to keep in mind, Bechtel says, is not to be scared of the term big data.
I think the biggest takeaway that I hope people have from today is that they should not dismiss big data because it's this vague, scary IT tech term. The reality is that most of us on our farm, on my family farm, we're not doing big data, but we're participating in a larger audience that as that data gets accumulated, it is big data and people are going to be using it. So you have to know what you're getting into. So long as we're having a very honest adult conversation with our collaborators and cooperators and we know what we want, we're going to move forward and we're going to do some really good things. But we have to have that conversation and people just need to be aware of it.
Again, that was President of GeoSilos, Matt Bechtel. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.